excitement is here. I want to call the Bethel Township regular business meeting to order at 7 PM. If we could stand to the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have two different minutes to get approved. We have the October 25th, 2022 regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve October 25th, 2022 regular meeting minutes and November 1st, 2022 workshop minutes. I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Debbie, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Mrs. Van Huren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, we'll move on to staff reports. I do not see the Miami County Sheriff's Deputy, so we will move on to our fire chief, Andy.
We've had 20 runs in the last period, which is a little lower than normal for us. None of them were fire calls. They've all been emergency medical calls or motor vehicle accidents, two smoke scares. We've had 13 EMS calls and two motor vehicle accidents within this period. We did have quite a few motor vehicle accidents over the weekend, but those don't show up on the report yet. In the time, we've been to Bethel Clark twice and Newberg Heights once. Can't talk tonight. Sorry. There you go.
Thank you for that report. We'll move on to Mike Arnold with planning and zoning.
Since the last trustees meeting, we've given out one zoning certificate. 5175 South Dayton Brandt received a zoning certificate for a pole barn. Since last BZA meeting, the following applications are in process. KCU-05-23 from Blandy Enterprises, located at 5576 State Route 202. This is for a conditional use for health and wellness center. Since the last zoning commission meeting, this is in process. Case ZA-04-23, a request from Catherine Ward at 731 East 1st Street, Dayton, Ohio, to rezone 10-acre Miami County parcel from R1/A2 to all A1. It's one of those weird parcels left over in Brandt that the front half is residential and then the back half is A2, so they're going to make that all A1.
It's here in Brandt?
Yeah, there's a bunch that threw Brandt like that on 40.
And how big is it?
10, is it 10 acres? Yeah, 10 acres. Yeah.
Where's that?
Where the tower is down there.
Where the tower
is. Yeah. Well. All right. So year to date, there's been 22 certificates issued, one declaration, four variance requested with four approved, five conditional use requested with four approved and one to be determined, and one out of two zoning amendments requested and approved. Miami County Planning Commission will meet the 16th at 7 p.m., BZA 25th, followed by Zoning Commission at 7:30. And I am still trying to work on a final date for a land use plan meeting. I hope to have that locked down here in the next couple days. I'll let you guys know. So that's all I have.
We'll move on to the administrator's report.
There are four resolutions on your agenda this evening. The first is for the Bowman rezoning case. The next resolution is to approve the trustees meeting policy. That's the one we've been reviewing the last couple sessions in workshop meeting. From that first one, I made all the corrections and brought them back to the second meeting. I think we're good to go on that now, so that's next on the agenda. The third resolution is for the purchase of an inflatable fire safety house from All Star Inflatables. The cost of that is $12,770. However, we will be applying for a grant from the TIP Foundation. I've already met with them. They think it's a very good candidate. And we don't know what that grant award will be until they award it. It could be partial or it could be all. So that cost will be reduced with a grant. That grant application is due on Monday, and tomorrow is my day to work on that and get it submitted. So I will be doing that tomorrow. We'll be using this to teach fire safety to children in the community. We'll use it for Safety Town. We'll probably miss this year's because it's got a 10-week lead time. We'll have it for our open house. We can do it for all kinds of other events. We may even do it at the what they call it, the pig roast that the school hosts and different, you know, we can travel with it, which is nice. You take it, you inflate it, and then the kids learn about fire safety throughout the house.
And try and pull it back up.
And then you try and pull it back up and fit it back in the bag that it never fits back into. That is one of the things that they got rid of the other fire safety house, the big wooden one that used to come, we've been trying to find an alternative for that. We think this is a pretty good alternative. So, and then lastly is a resolution to approve the township's health insurance for 23 and 24. We renew in June, so it's kind of been different than most people do. The cost for insurance this year is a decrease of 2.53% of the premiums from last year. So that's incredible that we had a decrease in premiums from last year. So it has to do with the way Anthem has restructured their policies, and that it used to be kind of on a demographic, now it's just based on a plan. Like if you have a family, you get this rate, you single this rate. So that's the last resolution.
All right, so we'll move on to trustee reports, Beth.
Okay, so we had the first B-Friendly Township meeting last Wednesday, so you and the audience were here, you can pass that. Ron Corbett did a great job leading the meeting, and it's great, presented some good information, and I'm going to get with him to get the slides and websites if you need any. Andy and I met, oh my gosh, a month ago with Dan from the county to look at the different areas of issues on the West Charleston Road. Did get that report from him, so on Tuesday, we'll all take a look at it together and go over it. And then I've gotten calls for two properties for trash and junk. In the township, one I passed on to Mike, the other one I did text the property owner a few days ago, but he hasn't come in contact with me, so we'll see if I can make contact with people. So that's all I got.
Thank you. Julie?
Okay, so last week I attended the Bethel Township Historical Society meeting. History of the schools was reviewed and also discussed with the possibility of restoring a couple of headstones in the Bethel Cemetery. The group would like to develop a nice book to include a photo of the headstones and the obituary of all the residents of our cemeteries. If anyone's interested, the society meets the first Wednesday each month at 7 p.m. in the Queen Room. I also reviewed the latest land use plan documents. I'm still extremely disappointed that none of the zoning categories were enhanced to promote land preservation and our quality of life. The categories are virtually the same except for the commercial category, which now includes residential. I said that last week, so I'm still very disappointed. And I've been working on the township yard sale. The flyers are out, it's been posted on social media, the signs are ordered. Reached out to school to invite them to come and fundraise, looking out for prizes and flyers from the local businesses who want to have a table that has information that they can share with the community on businesses in the township. Working with the National Road Yard Sale coordinators to advertise on their sites. We do need volunteers to help the day of the yard sale, which is going to be on 6/3/23 at Friendship Park with a rain date of 6/10. Put some flyers on the table if anybody wants one. Keep an eye out for social media updates. The next meeting of the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee, who is sponsoring the yard sale, is coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. in this room.
Thank you. All right. Last 2 weeks has been kind of eventful. I went to Florida for a week, so I wasn't around. And then this week I met over at the Siler property with the asbestos removal people, and they got that done on Monday. So I'll be back over there. I got it all clear now to go ahead and start demoing more of that property. So that's my report. So, public comments on items on the agenda.
Emily Donahue, 7835 Agenbrod Road. Just on the resolution 23-05, sorry, I should have brought my glasses, 045. I just want to thank Ian and Alex Bowman for their efforts to rezone this back from R1 AAA to A2, and I would in favor of that, so I recommend that be voted in that in accordance with that. And then I did have one question. I think, Andy, I'm sorry, you said on the health care thing, I heard you say 23-24, but it's not 2 years, right? It's just 1 year?
It's just 1 year, June to June.
Oh, June to June. Okay, that's your coverage period. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. I didn't remember that from before. Mm-hmm. Thanks. And that was all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Items on the agenda? Okay, Andy, action items, please.
The first one's resolution 23-05-045, a resolution to approve the request from D.A. Bowman Construction to rezone Miami County parcel A01-059300, 60.457 acres currently zoned R1 AAA to A2.
I make a motion to approve resolution 23-05-045.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
I'd like to say thanks and that's enough for change to the back. I hope it stays that way forever.
Anybody else? Debbie, call the roll, please.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
This is resolution 23-05-046. A resolution to approve the trustee meeting policy as presented by the Township Administrator and previously reviewed by the Board of Trustees.
I move to adopt resolution 23-05-046. I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Debbie?
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution.
Resolution 23-05-047, a resolution to authorize the purchase of an inflatable fire safety house from All Star Inflatables at a cost of $12,770.
I make a motion to adopt resolution 23-05-047. Second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Well, I just want to say thank you, Andy, for finding this. Not just a bouncy house.
No, it is not.
You gave us some great details on it, but can fill with smoke and teach them how to crawl out.
Yeah, dive out windows and evacuation plans and everything else. So it is a very much a teaching aid.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything else?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Our passes. The fourth resolution.
Okay, resolution 23-05-048, a resolution renewing the contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield Plan SIBO MUA HSA 4000 for health insurance for township officials and full-time employees under the authority of Section 505.60 of the Ohio Revised Code and authorizing the Township Administrator to execute said contract on behalf of the Board of Trustees.
I move for the adoption of resolution 23-05-048.
We have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion?
So, I just want people to know we did discuss the options last Tuesday. From SIBO, gave us some papers with different options. This one is a little cheaper than last year. There was another option that was about 7 to 8% cheaper than this one. The difference was that the employees, both full-time and elected, would have to kick in a bit more per year, which is about $500 to $1,000 depending on the plan that was taken. I didn't think it was a significant amount because it's a great overall plan and we only contribute $100 a month towards the plan. So, I don't know. It's just something to consider maybe in the future to save the taxpayers' money. It also seems to me, just on the surface, that there's kind of a conflict of interest in that we're voting on this and we also benefit from it. So I know that's just the way it is, that's the process, but it just struck me.
Debbie?
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese? Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, public comments on any topic. Michelle?
They were hurt. They weren't significantly hurt, so. I couldn't tell you. There's been a lot, yes. This one had some other factors involved other than just accident, so I can tell you that much.
And I just had one question, and I'm sorry if this was addressed last month. I wanted to know the reasoning behind publishing the Bowman's letter in our newsletter. Why did that happen?
It explained succinctly and also in their own words why this decision was made. I don't think that just saying now we have the opportunity to reverse the rezoning would have made any sense to anybody. I thought that it definitely completed the picture. Is it fact? They sent the letter. For me, I can't speak for the other two trustees. Without that letter, I definitely would have voted completely different in this case to hire a lawyer or not hire a lawyer. And that was the effect. It was the effect.
So this was mostly about justifying the trustee's decision as to how he voted on the attorney?
I don't think that it was justifying that, and I don't really wish that you put words in my mouth like that.
I'm not.
I'm
asking.
Okay, then I will explain.
Question. I'm not accusing anybody of anything.
Okay, and that would be great.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything. Just
so I'm telling you what I base my decision on. That was such a clarifying point for me. I think that it was very important that it's a clarifying point for our readers of the newsletter. Julie opposed that, putting that letter in?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to get facts, not trying to add any empathy. I did talk to Andy, I talked to Don, and they both thought that it should go in, so I added it.
This is my opinion.
Okay.
It shows sympathy for the Bowmans.
Oh.
And we know they will be back. That's their right. They're already infiltrating or trying to infiltrate in the township, and those residents are right on the ball about that whole situation. So that's how I, as a resident and a reader of that, interpret the letter. So my question again was what's the reason? That's a good question. That's all it is.
So I had four phone calls on that article. But I gave people that I know that I'm not getting affected with this at all. And four phone calls on any article is huge. Usually I get, if anything, one. And those four people said, wow, thanks. I didn't know what was going on. I really appreciate it. I can't believe that's what they did. And I understand it from the process. So I feel, in light of that, again, it's four data points. And you're a fifth, so 1 to 4. I don't know. I do know that no matter what I write, not everybody will be pleased. And I don't know if it puts them in a beneficial light. I actually probably should, because what they did is actually unheard of. They had the full right to go ahead and develop those lots. They did. And even though your lawyer and our lawyer said that, the mistake that we made is just procedural one. I did a public records request from 5 different boards of elections around here. Your lawyer, Natalie, and our township lawyer that we've been using for the annotation stuff, most of this happens all the time. Of the 5, again, it's 5 counties out of 88, everybody said, filed in time. So even though they indicated that this would definitely be overturned by the Supreme Court, they didn't have a guarantee. And yet we got
I'm sorry, let me just say,
even though your lawyer and our annotation attorney thought very strongly that this that we heard by the Supreme Court and the referendum petition and the delay that we caused, and would be overturned, the Board of Elections decision would be overturned, because, according to them, this happens all the time. And again, I only reached out to five counties. From those five counties, it does not happen all the time. So, there were so many moving parts and pieces in this whole scenario, and that was a very important part of the whole thing as it played out. So I felt that it needed to be in the newsletter, and Don and Andy and Julie strongly came out.
I also received feedback from at least half a dozen people who did not think it should have been published.
Okay, that's fine.
See, I think it should have been published because there's so many people that have no idea what the owner of the venue of all of this.
You'll have to come up here. This is still on time. I'm sorry. Again, I still stand by what I said. I respect your opinion, but I wanted to raise the question because I still feel the way the letter that they chose to write showed by printing the entire thing.
I didn't print the entire thing.
Well.
No, I didn't. I did not. I didn't have the space.
Okay, so that's all. I just wanted clarification. Not accusing anybody of anything that I don't want to put in my mouth either. Because I don't stand here to try to fit. I'm just asking questions. Okay.
Can I ask one question right up there? I got confused with you saying that the Bowman's was now infiltrated.
That's what correct. Does that mean? I'm not going to go any further. I just made a statement and stand by what I said. Thank you.
I wanted to respond to that one second. These people grew up in Vernon and they're Miami County residents. I guess the wording infiltrate is the that sounds like some kind of disease or something. And just make a letter from the Bowman's. Okay, did you want to say something, Nikki?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
All right, Nikki O'Quinn, 7925 Wyndham Road. This whole thing and the publishing of the letter, like I said, to me, it gave the whole picture. It really did add to, for anybody who hasn't been following this closely, this whole Bowman fiasco, closely, and all of a sudden it's just, they change their mind and go back to agricultural. Well, for the people who aren't following it, it's like, okay, so why did they do that? What businessman in their right mind would do that? It explained it. Without it, I think without that context, it would have been very confusing to the average, to the person who's not involved in this, the minutia. I personally think it's kind of sad that this did happen. I think that that development would have been a plus for the township. Those would have been high dollar homes, bringing in property tax, and those people who build those homes are at the top of their earning potential, so they're going to pay school income tax. Most of those people were probably beyond their child-rearing years, so this whole, they're going to inundate the school system was really hyperbole. Of the 12 houses that were built up there in the last 2018 to 2020, I know a couple of those people. They say there's one household with school-age kids. One. So, extrapolate, you might have had two out of 20. So it wasn't like they were going to overwhelm the school system. It's kind of sad that a procedural thing kind of tripped this up. And this is the first I heard that the lawyers thought that it would have, the Board of Elections would have been overturned. I didn't get all the meetings. Okay, I was looking at it saying, well, the code says this, it was late. I'm used to the military. You're late? Tough luck. But apparently it doesn't work that way. But still, I think in this type of development is, to me, is a better choice over
five houses to an acre, which is what's creeping up on us from the south. By stopping all of this kind of development, I think you're encouraging the landowners who want to sell their land and make money on it. It sounds horrible, but it's the truth. That's what they want. It's just going to encourage more and more of them to push to be annexed, if they can be. Because, again, Bethel doesn't have the infrastructure for dense development, and these guys make the most money selling their land like that. A meet in the middle with Bethel developing home places like this could have been, I think would have been the best answer for everybody. You can't stop this development. You can slow it down. And we are. But at some point, like I said, the money talks. These guys, I had a rather interesting conversation with Gary Levy. And that's basically what he was saying. I want to get out from under this land, and I want to get the most money out of it. And he was a real kicker behind Carriage Trails 2.0, because he had, a 100 and some odd acres in that. He's got more land. And he kind of hinted, I don't know the inside on it, that once this is complete, more of his land is contiguous to Huber Heights, and he's going to move on it. So if we're not going to do the development, if we're going to keep stomping it out and sacrificing development on the altar of NIMBY, we're just going to get overrun, my humble opinion, overrun from all the cities around us. So, like I said, it's kind of the explanation in the newsletter. I was actually surprised it was there. I was happy to see it. A couple of my neighbors who sort of follow this stuff are saying, well, they kind of did a nice thing there, didn't they? It's like, well, yeah, in the face of what was going on. So, yeah, not happy with the way it played out, and I still think, like you said, that if not Bowman, somebody else is going to move on that land. And I don't know, I think in terms of business, I'm sorry, but I think they probably lost their backside on that. All the work they did on it and not going to develop it. I think going to court would have pushed their development out even farther, because you don't get anything into the Supreme Court very fast. Anyhow, like I said, it's over and done. I thought the letter was a nice touch to explain what happened.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Eichenbrock Road. Everybody has their opinion, and that's good. We'll always, you know, have differing opinions, but we work through them and we just talk them out. I did want to say one thing, Beth. I did confirm this twice with the lawyer from Columbus. If there is an appeal to the Ohio State Supreme Court and it's a Board of Elections appeal, it must be heard.
I know it must be heard. What I understood from your lawyer and from our annexation attorney that they thought that this delay that we caused happens all the time, and it's not a big deal. But when I checked with the five counties around us, nobody had a record of it happening all the time. Nobody, not a single one. Now again, there's not that many resolutions out there, so maybe there's too few data points. But that they both said this happens all the time. But then when I looked, it didn't. So I'm just saying, I don't think it may have been heard. I don't know that I was as confident that it was going to be the slam dunk overturned that they thought it was going to be. I think it should be overturned. I think the Board of Elections was in the wrong. I understand they made their decision, but I'm also not the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, I just wanted to bring up the point that if a Board of Elections case is brought forward to the Ohio State Supreme Court, because it was unclear, it didn't sound like you were saying that, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody understands. It could be a different kind of case might be brought, and there's no guarantee that it would be heard, but a Board of Elections case always gets heard.
Right. My only point was not that it would not be heard, it was that it would not not necessarily overturn the Board of Elections decision. And so, absolutely.
It's always that. Right. Yeah, there's always that chance.
But the lawyers made it sound like very certain, because this happens all the time, the overturn. But, I didn't find any evidence in the five counties.
Anyway, that's right. Fine. I just wanted to make sure that one point was clarified for anybody in case they ever ran into this again. Just wanted that to be clear. But thanks, that's all I had. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam. Any other public comment? Okay. Andy, we'll do announcements.
May 16th is trustees' workshop meeting in this room at 9 a.m. The 23rd is the next regular meeting at 7 p.m. May 25th will be the BZA meeting at 6:30, zoning commission at 7:30 if needed. The 29th, the township offices will be closed in observance of Memorial Day. And June 6th will be the next workshop, or the first workshop meeting in June at 9 a.m.
All right, I need a motion to report the payment of warrants.
Make a motion to report payment of warrants for claims 357-411 and warrants 538-59-5890.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, Kelly?
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, at this time, we need a motion
to enter into executive session for the purposes of pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code, Section 121.22, G8, for the purpose of considering confidential information related to the marketing plan, specific business strategy, and trade secrets of an applicant for economic development assistance that is to be provided or administered pursuant to the ORC, Section 5709.73, 25709.75, inclusive. The executive session is necessary to protect the interest of the applicant for the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with a proposed economic development project. Do I have a motion? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion?
Thanks for coming, everyone.
All right, I'm going after you.
Oh, go ahead.